Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 34th Torino Film Festival. Today I'm in company of Joaquin Del Paso, director of Maquinaria Panamericana, in competition here at the festival. So welcome, Joaquin.
Hello, thank you for the invitation.
So it took us a while to decide which language to use, but since we're more listeners from the English-speaking countries, we figured that that's the best way to talk about Maquinaria Panamericana. So, Joaquin, first of all, that's your first feature film, right?
Yes, yes, it's my first film.
So why this film, which has been compared to Buñuel film? I don't know if you read some reviews about your film. So why this story, which is set...
The film talks about a group of workers at a company called Maquinaria Panamericana that decide to lock themselves up to kind of rebel against the very strong situation that is that they lose all their jobs at once, basically. So they try to start a new small rebellion inside the company and save their jobs. And the film is a collective film. It talks about many people in at the same time. So I guess this is what makes it kind of multi-layered, full of different palettes of colors. And I think this is something that Buñuel used to like a lot in his films, which was that the films can change all the time inside the film. They're not like one piece of... like if you order a plate of pasta, it's the same plate of pasta from beginning to end. But in other cultures, if you order some food, probably there's 1 million tastes in the same plate. So it's a little bit like that.
Plus, it looks like it's set in the end of the 90s, I mean, for some reasons. But still, it's the feeling is that there's no really a moment in time. I mean, it's something like I don't want to say a fairy tale because that's not the right word, but still, it's like a universal team of people trying to get control on their lives.
Yes, it is set in a. For me, the film is set in today's world, but the company is frozen in time in a way. Like the nothing has changed for many, many years. The technology has not been updated. It seems like they are very comfortable in that moment in time where communication was still more human, more about the interaction between them than our new role with technology. So I really like the idea of a world, of the past world, not to glorify it by being nostalgic, but, I have my reserves about the modern world, in the social network, the too much communication. So I like a more simple world for the workers, yeah. And what was the other thing you were...
No, I mean that it's set in the particular time, but still, they're trying to get control of their lives. That they feel that they're losing control. So by locking themselves up, I felt it like okay, I have to do something. So maybe freeze time. I don't know, but I have to get control.
Yes, so exactly.
Every person does his own as his or her own way of getting control, like keeping on doing, for example, the same thing that they used to do while the owner was alive, or
exactly,
or the opposite, like getting free and dance and get drunk. I mean, everybody has their way.
Yeah, the film. My idea from the beginning was to make to explore how different people deal with this. Sudden change, like very strong in their lives, how we react against this a very big tragedy in a way as a community, but also in the individual. Yeah, so I wanted to search for answers. I don't have a theory. I just think I would like to just look for the right answer through my movies. Yeah.
why do the people that we discover there are the most close, the closer people to the owner are, let's say, the ones willing to lead that place? I mean, there's a woman in particular I don't want to spoil, but she at a certain point she's the one who would like to leave and not stay there, even if she was very loyal and to the owner and she really cared for him.
Well, it's again the same thing that I said before, that I want I wanted to show a very very varied palette of things that happen when we as a collective or as a society we have a crisis. You know, there will always be someone that will take, let's say, for example, in Mexico, Donald Trump just said that he's going to build a wall between Mexico, yes, and USA, and that Mexico is going to pay it, but we don't know yet, which I find it amazing. I mean, just to hear it. I mean, it would be such an impossible task to build a wall, and but that's not the point. The point is that a Mexican company already, raised their hands and said, a Mexican cement company, and already said, we want to sell you the cement. Like, you know, they were trying to make business even in the worst circumstances. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that explains that the human, in any kind of tragedy, there will always be people that want to take advantage of the tragedy, for their own good, you know. And this is something kind of very Mexican, you know. We although we try to work as a collective, at the end everyone is working for themselves, for their little thing. That's why, you know, there is corruption, so much bad in our society, because nobody's seeing that we are a group, that we are all in the same place, you know. We all think that we are here on our own in this planet, but, you know, who knows? It's a philosophical question. And the mother, you know, and some characters really want to escape because they kept so many secrets inside that they cannot stand the idea of just hiding them anymore. And, you know, so, yeah, something like this.
What was the reception in, I think if I remember correctly, this film went to Guadalajara, for example.
Yes, yes.
So, right, famous Mexican festival.
Yeah,
And how was the reception of the audience, for example, yesterday in Turin? Did you see some differences? What are the things that were not different in the way that people reacted to your film?
Okay, to be honest, I don't watch the film anymore. I think the last time I watched it maybe was 8 months ago, complete, you know, because I've seen it so many times. I did every single shot. I edited the film for so many months that I don't. Every filmmaker I know has. I don't know anyone that watches their own film. So I didn't stay for the screening, and I didn't know how much people react and laugh, you know. And it's always a little bit scary when I'm waiting outside the cinema and about to come in, and I don't really know what has happened in the last hour and a half. But I think it's nice, you know, not to know. So if I was there all the time for every screening, I would just be all, you know, a little bit worried about, are they going to get this? Are they going to laugh here? I mean, in general, I think that people enjoyed it because we had a really nice talk. And in Mexico, people feel very, very connected, because not only it's a Mexican movie and it happens in Mexico and so many things and little details are very Mexican, but it's closely related to our state of mind, you know. And in Italy, I think, you know, even though we're a very different country,
we feel very close, especially in this topic.
Yeah.
I think that we're like close.
Very close, you know, some of the best reviews we've had at all have been Italian, made in the last few days, you know, mm-hmm. by people that really, really get the film. So it's really amazing, yeah.
So, Joaquin, good luck for film, because it's a competition year at the 34th Torino Film Festival. Thank you so much for sharing your experience on the film with us.
Oh, thank you. And if you are in Torino, the screening is tomorrow at 3 p.m. There will be a rerun, and I hope you can watch the film.
Go watch Macchinaria Panamericana. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 34th Torino Film Festival for FRED, the Festival Insider.
FRED Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.